Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you late but live. Technical difficulties continue here after Hurricane Irma. I'm Tom. We all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Doing good so far, man. Just working away, you know, getting a lot of stuff done and just cranking out the day already.
We're coming to you live from right here inside the VIP studios. We are going to be changing the VIP studios around a little bit, Bub. This is going to be more of a technical film area for us. It's part of the evolution here going on at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it, man. We want to make sure that we make, you know, everybody gets and receives the product technical information that they deserve after supplying us with those products. Yesterday was a great example with all of CPE's product, all of the intercooler piping, the hot and cold charge pipes, the intercooler itself. We had a lot of things going on, so we want to make sure that we supply the sponsors with what they are truly deserving.
Plus the technical updates that will come out of that as well. Just like we used to do on our first show that won the Silver Telly Award, Bub, doing it Bubba style, or Hot Rod Reality, we won the Silver Telly Award.
Yeah, man, we can talk about it, do all the sponsor logos, and then also, you know, voiceovers and B-roll, so that way, after these things are edited together, everybody can go out and use them, share them, and everyone can learn from them, both from a do-it-yourselfer, from a sponsorship standpoint. We'll have the product laid out, we'll discuss it, we'll show the product, start to finish, inside and out, and then we'll also show some, you know, voiceover, B-roll, and quick footage, you know, of whatever it is we're installing, so you guys can actually see that product being installed in its final fitment once it's done.
Please shop our online apparel and support us with all those great gifts out there for yourself and loved ones. The holidays are definitely coming. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in boutique apparel and accessories, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique and the Outlaw Girls, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695, and you will find Miss Outlaw on Instagram and the World Wide Web, www.missoutlawboutique.com.
Yeah, man, the guys are out there just killing it in the shop. We've got so many different rides and projects going on, from paint and body to upholstery to mechanical design. I mean, stuff we've got going on. We've got products going all over the place in terms of sponsorships and partnerships, plus also everything we've got. I mean, literally things that we've outsourced down to Palm Beach Plating and Powder Coating, you know, because a lot of people don't understand out there that we are truly a one-stop facility. Everything is done in-house with the exception of two things. It's powder coating and plating, and also our wheels. We have custom cut wheels that we have built off-site. We have three dedicated all under one roof itself, three dedicated individual areas where it is mechanical, paint and body, and upholstery. We have full staff in all of them, and we're just running wide open throttle out there.
Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of, and Bub, I want you to know we will not be at the October show. We will be at the coveted SEMA show in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the world's only 600 horsepower Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Precision Turbo Mustang will be released with the race and rally team set up, Bub, and the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Precision Turbo Mustang. It's the world's only 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang in the world. It will be unveiled to the press, Grassroots Motorsports, and Jupiter Magazine. Several other magazines will be there, and a huge crowd of people will be hanging around to see that vehicle. We'll be with Monster Energy right there in the VIP section.
Yeah, it's you know, it's going to turn out really well, man. The car's coming together really well here till, you know, 10:30 last night, and just getting the thing done. And you know, it turned out really well, man. It's you know, everything that CPE had sent us in, all off the shelf product for all S550 Mustangs. So everything from 2015 on with the 2.3 EcoBoost, every product and part that they had sent us in is direct fit, mass production. Anybody in the entire world can own the same exact product that we installed yesterday. Ours were all custom finished and coated. That was the only difference in them, and because of, we are theming them to the car, so they look really, really well, man. But the installation process, literally start to finish, was flawless, man. It just went exactly as it should. So depending on how, you know, like, we went all in with the entire kit.
Yeah.
So we had the cold air intake, we had the blow-off valve, we had the hot charge pipe, the intercooler itself. So we had all these different components. Not many guys out there throw that kind of cash out all at one time.
Yep.
So you can literally do just one of those pieces individually, one at a time, with the way CPE sells all their product. But each one of those components literally comes with a start-to-finish instructional kit that tells you everything you need to know, full color, and it's step-by-step, not only giving you the instructions of how to do it, tips of how to maybe work things, the best angles to get them from, but then also the safety side of it. You know, make sure you disconnect your battery, sure, do this. You know, so it gives you everything you possibly need to just get the install done, start to finish. And it's easy, man. Honestly, it truly is. I mean, I've done it multiple times already on this car because we've changed this build around 3-4 times already. So I've already done it. So, you know, me taking the front bumper off and stuff, it literally was maybe 5 minutes long to take the bumper off, pulling the inner fender liners out and hitting all the nuts and pulling everything off. Not long at all, but the average do-it-yourselfer, they literally tell you how to pull the front bumper assembly, how to access things, where to get to it, and the way you adjust them and line everything up.
One of the things, Bub, that we noticed is the quality and clarity of the instructions that CPE sent in with the product. Much like Steeda Autosports did, yep, as well. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, join us, please, because we will be doing a segment with Pat from Palm Beach Plating on the powder-coated suspension components. I think you're getting ready to install that next, Bub. But as I was documenting the build yesterday with still photography, as you know, I take a lot of very still pictures of the car to document the build. That'll go on display with the build and for the book that I am writing called Doing It Bubba Style, which chronologically takes on account your career.
Yeah.
And those pictures of that will be seen in there. But let's talk a little bit about, I saw you having to make a few modifications to some of the plastic components on the front end. And I want everybody to know, if you buy the CPE kit, what do you get involved with in terms of modifications?
Yeah, so, you know, in terms of modifications, are there truly modifications required? No.
No.
Were there for how we design and build here at BEM? Yes, because we make everything as mass production quality as it can be. You know, we want to make sure that we're comparable to what you would get if you went and custom ordered a vehicle from an assembly line. We don't want to just take parts off, throw them away, and dismiss them. We want to try to make every piece, panel, product, everybody from Turbonetics to Precision to Steeda, we want to make sure that, you know, the Brembo brakes line up with the way that we're going to build the wheels and tires from American Racing and Nitto. You know, we want to make sure all these parts work hand in hand, not just take and say, this part's more important, kind of scrap these parts, right? So what I mean by that is the size of this CPE race intercooler that we got, it is their largest intercooler you can possibly buy, the largest on the market for the S550s. Yes. So this intercooler, probably 2.5 feet wide, 2 feet tall, the thing is massive. I mean, this is a huge intercooler. Not many people would think it would even fit on the front end of the S550 Mustangs, but we made that happen. So these things are literally out of the box. You bolt them on, again, following the instructions, start to finish, you'll have zero problems at all. However, there were a couple pieces in that instructional that we wanted to make sure that we do all the way right. So what I mean by that is there are running north and south
vertically
on your left and right sides of your radiator, there are these plastic shrouds, right? And they meet the back of your grill. They're literally tapered to match the back of the upper grill and the bottom of the lower grill.
When you say shrouds, Bub, tell the audience, is it much like you would think of a standard radiator shroud? Because that runs an electric fan on the front.
Yeah, so I mean, it's similar to it. It you know, it's really more for directing airflow.
Okay.
More importantly, in my design style, it was more for looks, right? Because it's getting plenty of airflow across the front of there regardless, right? But this thing with the set of upper and lower grills that we did, these are actually from MMD. They're a very open design grill, so there's nothing going on. There's no emblem. There's no thick honeycomb. You can literally see straight through the upper and the lower grills on this car, right back into as far as you can possibly imagine. There's
MMD
no restriction.
Boom, Bob.
So, Modern Muscle Design. So they're just another company out there. They supply body panels, a lot of aftermarket accessories, again, for all the S550s. So the upper and lower grill, you can literally just look through these things. You guys can see this grill, actually, if you go to our Instagram right now, Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You'll see the latest picture. It's of that front end assembly. But you can look straight through these things, and you see as deep as you can, right? So once you remove these side vertical plastic shrouds, once you remove them to make room for the CPE intercooler, what you have then is, and again, I did this by multiple test fits, I installed the intercooler, put the crash bar on, had the shrouds out of the way, stuck the bumper back on and pinned it on the front of the car and stepped back and looked at it. But then at this point, yeah, the intercooler looks amazing, just beautiful popping through, especially that aluminum silver we did with the gloss red CPE at the bottom. It pops so nice on that gloss black and carbon. It looks really strong, man, but I'll tell you what, through that MMD grill design, you look through the sides on both the upper grill and the lower grill, without those plastic shrouds behind there that you remove for the intercooler, you would look in and then it just looked like junk. You could see all the way back through the radiator core support. You see the AC line, some of the wiring harness. It looked terrible. So what I did was I pulled the bumper back off, took the factory plastic Ford left and right shrouds that direct airflow naturally into the condenser, and I modified them to perfectly fit like beautiful quarter-inch gaps and clearances around CPE's front mount intercooler. So even though now I've got this large, massive front mount on here, I could still have the factory shrouds that run vertically, left and right sides of the radiator. They literally mold up and they still taper around like the triangular taper that goes around the upper grill and also the triangular taper on the lower grill. So now when the bumper's back on again, you can look through these holes and all you see now is black because it all has these tapering ducts that go into the condenser. you look in, you see black now, and all you have in the dead center is just a massive silver CP intercooler with no distractions anywhere else.
So, Bob, then I guess the question we have to ask is, I know that when you do a lot of the R&D with these companies like Turbonetics and Precision, they just send you the turbo and say, go, figure out how this thing's going to come together. And then you make it all happen and get back to them with, this part needs to be here, this needs to be modified, you need to build this, you need to build. Will you now go back to CP and say, okay, with each one of these kits, we need to complete, to round it out, we need to fabricate this piece in this way and just include that in the instruction sheet?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it all depends on, again, every vehicle is different, so it all depends on your design style. And they did a great job at sending, multiple blow-off valves.
Very good job.
Right? So they try to factor in everything you possibly can, but every vehicle is different. Not all these other S550s out there may have the MMD grill design in it, so it's irrelevant. I mean, when you look into the factory Mustang grills, these things are solid black in the corner. You don't see through those anyway, so it doesn't matter. You could take those pieces off, throw them away, and who cares, right? But it's every grill design is going to have something different. I literally ordered this morning from Ford, because everybody knows we had a Mishimoto intercooler and piping set up on this car previously that maxed us out at that 597 number at the rear wheel. We wanted to take this thing a step further. But I did, going from the Mishimoto setup, going over to now the new CPE products, cold air intake assemblies are totally different, right? So what the problem now I ran into this morning was the factory stuff, the plastic crap, I threw it all away. Well, CPE's design requires some of the factory mounting brackets, some rubber bushings and grommets, and yes, the factory nut and bolt hardware that mounts in the fender well assembly. So all those pieces I literally called our local Ford dealer and had them sent in. We'll have them tomorrow, so I can finalize that install and not just do like a ghetto nut bolt combination. It's going to be exactly the way not only Ford designed it, but CPE designed it. So that's it. We're waiting for those final parts. It's going to be beautiful, man.
So you could have just used the factory hardware
right off
of the original equipment.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But so, you chose, can I ask why you chose not to use the factory hardware and you ordered all new?
So the factory, yeah. So when we went to, again, this is probably 6 months back, when we went to the Mishimoto stuff,
we're only going to
shoot for that 600 horse mark. We took all the factory plastic. It's worth $5. You take it and just freaking throw it away. There's no reason to hold on to it. Pile up junk. Well, in this case, kind of shot my own foot, right? It would have been great to have it.
I had to buy
a $79 ARCOS, $79 lower airbox assembly just to get a rubber bushing that's maybe worth 34 cents. They don't sell the bushing by itself.
But you know what? Hindsight is 20/20, Bub. And
right,
certainly we were looking to work within the parameters of what Reggie at Turbonetics/Precision Turbos was looking to do. And of course, we're now, once that car comes back off the national tour, you're going to tear into that motor and there's going to be some big upgrades done to take it to the next level.
Yeah, man, it's going to be insane. Josh and I from CPE this morning, we were talking about doing some, that next level. Once this thing comes back from SEMA, again, we're going to push this thing over that 600 mark. Right now, we're there. It's a true bolt-on vehicle. Every product on this car, with the exception of like the wide body, all those are permanent fixtures, but they are still bolt-on components. They're permanent changes to the car only because of the severe trimming you have to do on the quarter panels, and the front fenders. Those are pretty heavy body mods. But aside from that, everything else that is bolted on this car is truly like an out-of-the-box professional to go. A lot of them are going to come with each one of their own little tweaks and mods, but they are true bolt-on components. In terms of tuning, any little modification you make, you have to adjust that tune, especially on these turbocharged applications. Naturally aspirated, they can kind of handle, pretty severe changes without having to worry too much about it. Cold air intake, long tube headers, high flow exhaust, all that stuff, the computer can work within, 10% of that range. So it's not too severe, too important. But when you are going as extreme as we are on turbocharged or supercharged applications, always changing around tunes.
So that means, did you have a question, Mr. Producer?
Someone commented, it was about SEMA a little bit ago, but I didn't want to interrupt the
Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Mark Hoffman, he says, GM Tom and Bubba, I think BEM should fly me out to SEMA. Oops, did I say that out loud?
So good morning to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver and pilot of the number 12, Monte Carlo, who just took his 7th win out in Winchester, Virginia on the dirt, Bub. He's saying that he wants to join us out there at SEMA.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be a crazy time.
Yeah, it's actually falling right on the first day's falling on Halloween this year. So,
and Bub, the girls are going to be in New York for Halloween.
Listen, man, I'll tell you what, that wasn't something that I was excited about because I love being with my friends and family on Halloween.
I do too.
It's kind of like my time.
Yep.
And that was literally to a point where I had considered like not even going out to Vegas until maybe the day after, or flying out literally after we were done partying and just take a red eye out, right? Maybe 11, 12 at night, totally hammered trying to fly out to Vegas.
That's not the first time.
Wouldn't be the first time.
not the first time.
You know, I thought about doing that, but because of, you know, the strength that this Mustang is bringing to the table and the sponsors that have stepped up to the plate, you know, I'm not willing at all to let this thing fall.
You can't.
At all. You know, there's so many sponsors who have stepped up, you know, Steeda Autosports, CPE, Custom Performance
Extreme
Engineering,
Dimensions,
Extreme Dimensions, which is
Steeda Autosports, yeah.
Carbon Creations, yeah. Watson Racing.
Watson Racing.
We've had so many people step up to the plate. American Racing with their wheels.
Monster.
I mean, everybody you can imagine out there, some of the biggest powerhouses in the industry, and they have no reason to do that. You know, these guys have stepped up to give
us a chance.
They
do have a reason to do that, Bubba. I don't mean to step on you, but the fact is you are one of the top three in the world today. It's documented. It's written. I mean, the bigger names see you as a very formidable force to deal with out there, and you are very quiet. We just submitted that information over to BBC. They want to do a documentary on us. And the fact is that they recognize who you are, and that's why they came here. They recognize that you and I are a father and son team who built this house on love and support of each other. You know, you get out there and build it. I'm in here handling the management side of things. And no matter how dark the times were or what we were going through personally, we never turned our backs on each other or fought it through. We stood by each other, and we've made it to where we are today.
No idea what this has to do with SEMA on 31st of October, but whatever.
Because
we'll ride with it.
This is why the sponsors want to align themselves with what we do. It is the family morals. It is the family values. It's the family unity. It's the thought of love between people. And it's the quality of product that's put forth by you and from your design and technical experience.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, we're in it for the right reason. You know, we're in it for fun. You know, we're doing these cars. You know, at the end of the day, they're hobbies for a lot of people. You know, and the fact that we're able to make a comfortable living off of it is that's a fun side of it. And
are you allowed to make a comfortable living? Jane Taylor wouldn't like you to do that.
Hey, man, listen. Profit's not a dirty word, right?
Profit's not a dirty word, ladies
not
and gentlemen. And Jane Taylor, I don't know if you and Dave Morales were watching on Saturday. We got something coming for you, just so you know.
So, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on, but we're bringing a lot of strength to the table, man. And we're, you know, we're doing some serious, serious rides. You know, I was sitting and talking with one of the Marlins guys the other day.
Yes.
And he was like, man, dude, whatever. It doesn't matter what people say. The quality that rolls out is, it's insane, dude. And unless you physically see some of the stuff here in person, it's hands down. I mean, literally, like, it's not many people go out, and there's a lot of guys with, you know, crazy high egos. I try not to have any ego in it. Let the work just speak for itself. We park it. We keep our logos really low-key. We don't plaster them all over the sides of our cars. I mean, nothing. We do small logos in the corners. That's about it, you know, but this one, we're going all the way with it. You know, it's going to SEMA. We've got a lot of big names backing this car, so we want to make sure that we bring everybody full strength to the table and just support, you know, all the way across the industry, everything from us with the design and build style to all the aftermarket intercoolers, the products that we're getting from them, the wheels and tires. You know, we want to make sure that we take all of our sponsors and everyone grows together. If you can grow together, everybody at the end of the day is going to prosper from it. It's pretty simple.
But I want to talk about something in the news that I found kind of interesting. American Racing purchased Force Wheels. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is true news. Yeah, just maybe about a week, 2 weeks ago, and we haven't even had all the details on it yet. But American Racing or Wheel Pros just picked up Wheel and Force. So they're just south of us. They're 45 minutes south of us down here in Miami. You know, they build insane truck wheels, man. They've brought out an entire classic car side, like a pro touring muscle side. You know, so I guess I don't know what those numbers were, how they worked out. But I know that that is the release, and we'll probably be seeing a lot of that here this year at SEMA.
I am going to call Kenny.
Because it was just maybe this past couple weeks, 2-3 weeks ago.
I am going to call Kenny today. I'm going to ask him what we're going to do with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2017 Silverado 3500 dually diesel that will be taking Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Mustang out to Las Vegas. It also has taken, it took the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang to Simi Valley, California for its unveiling. So that truck's seen some road time this year.
Yeah, it's been pretty solid, man. So, you know, we're just cranking away. Super, super thanks out to all the sponsors who kicked up to throw product at this car. You know, we're not going to let you guys down. When you guys see this thing out at SEMA, it's going to be insane. We've got, media coverage set for this car. We've got magazine coverage set for this car post-SEMA. You know, and we're not going to stop once we hit SEMA this year. We're literally bringing this car back after it makes its rounds and does its tours and goes all over and gets displayed wherever it needs to get displayed. Doesn't matter, whatever
Ford
sponsor wants it, it's going all over.
Watson Racing,
you know, but we're going to take this car and we're going to push it again. We're going to move that bar up even further. You know, it's not going to be a true bolt-on at this point. Once you start pulling motors and going through transmissions, drivetrains, carbon drive shaft, we're going to have a lot of stuff that really takes this car over the top But man, I'll tell you what, when you're laying down a 700 plus horsepower 4-cylinder Mustang, you know, that power to weight ratio in that car is pretty insane. Even right now, like just at that 590, 600 mark, man, it's a blast.
It is fun. And you know what? That's more horsepower than you see with most people on the drag strips
out
at like Palm Beach International Raceway or drag strips around the world, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it speaks to the quality of what you do. So we want to thank CPE. We can't bring the Mustang into the VIP lounges, but I know Connor, our producer, is going to be working on putting together this area, so it's going to be product development and technical segments in here and sponsorship-driven. It's going to be very cool. I've seen the renderings you and Connor have put together. I understand where you're going with it. We're going to make some changes in this area and reduce the size of the VIP lounge just a little bit, Bob.
Yeah, and I actually just got a really cool idea for it now that I'm sitting here because I'm like looking off set to see something. So I got a really good
idea
for it.
You're looking over into the production area,
right,
actually.
So we'll talk about it after we get off here. But that's about it, man. I got to get back out. I'm actually in the body shop all day today doing some finalizing on the Monkey in Paradise Challenger, getting a lot of stuff done there, doing all the final wide bodies, getting ready to go into paint production on the S550 for SEMA. So we've got a lot of stuff getting ready to roll. I'm probably going to be painting my freaking face by the end of the afternoon. It's black and blue. Typically the way Craig comes back, our assistant, every Friday and Saturday morning.
Yes, absolutely.
So we'll see how that turns out.
The palm fronds hit him in the face.
Oh, come on. Stop with the stories, dude.
Stop with the nonsense,
people
right?
with their stories all the time.
Exactly. Bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. For the finest in boutique accessories and apparel, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique. 561-660-6695. Keep up with what Robin and Leyland have going on over there. Bub just walked off set. They are doing a sale. See Friday night from 6 to 8 at Miss Outlaw Boutique. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're open extended hours. Check it out if you're in the area. If not, go online and check out Miss Outlaw, msoutlawboutique.com. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Thank you to our sponsors, CPE, Steeda, Palm Beach Play, all of everybody who's involved with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Turbinetics. Thank you all for your participation in the one-off, world's only 600 horsepower, stock block EcoBoost drop-in Mustang that will be unveiled at the SEMA show in Las Vegas first week of November. Then it will come back here and be unveiled for the public and the press at Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we step out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way today. Make sure it makes your heart glow. Open the door for somebody. As small as you think that may be, it's something big for somebody else. We were at dinner the other night. There was an elderly couple behind us, and she needed help getting to her walker. And her husband, equally as old as her, was trying to shuffle over and help her. I moved my chair back, and I help those people. Little things make the world go round, people. Make sure you stand for the national anthem. Don't take a knee. This is a great country. A lot of people fought for this country. A lot of people died for this country. I'm a veteran. I serve proudly. Be proud of your country. No separation. Proud of your country. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, ladies and gentlemen, let's buy them a pair of shoes. Payless is cheap. And if they're hungry, McDonald's, 7-Eleven. Till tomorrow, let's keep stop.